In this week's parsha, we have the inyan of Nazir, like it says in the pasuk, Ish Aisha Kiyafli Lindar Neder Nazir Lahazir Lashem. A Nazir is somebody who is mekabel on himself with a neder to be poirish from Yayin and Sheikhar, which are all things that represent different pleasures and tanuge oilam hazeh. The lashon of Nazir, it's mevur in Sfarim, that Nazir is milashon Nazer. Nazir is a crown. And a Nazir, someone who's poirish as atzmai, from inyanei oilam hazeh, is someone who deserves a crown. Because he's like a melech. A person who's stuck in all the tanuge oilam hazeh is like an eved. But someone who's a Nazir, he's like a melech, he's the ruler. And that's why he's called Nazir milashon Nazir, which means a crown. I want to discuss a little bit what is the inyan of Malchus Shaykh to this idea of Nazir, of someone who's poirish himself from inyanei oilam hazeh. We just got finished being mesameach with the Yom Tov of Shavuos, Matan Torah, Kabbalah Satorah. And the main point of the Simcha, everyone understands, is we're sameach with the Torah. We're happy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. But the Gemara in Pesachim, the famous Gemara in Pesachim, is mavur that it's not the only Simcha. Rabbi Yossi, before Shavuos, he was mevakish. He asked from his Bnei Bayis to prepare for him a very, very delicious Suda. Avdili Egla Tilsa. Make for me a delicious Suda, a special Suda on this day of Shavuos. Why? Because ilav ahu yoimer de kagorim kama yoisi ika b'shuka. If not for this day of Shavuos, there would have been many yoisis in the shuk, and I would have just been one of them. What brought me to the madrega of being Reb Yoisi? That's only because of this day of Shavuos. Rashi explains, yoim shelamadati Torah, this day that I learned Torah, v'nisreimamti, and from the Torah that I learned, I was uplifted. That's what turned me into Reb Yoisi. From a plain Yoisi Beshuka to the Heilige Reb Yoisi. So with this day, so he wanted to show on Shavuos his special Simcha, so he was mevakish to make a Suda Meyucheres better than the whole year. We see that the main Simcha of Reb Yoisi wasn't just with the Torah. The Simcha of Reb Yoisi was a Simcha with himself. He was happy with himself that he was Nisroimim, like Rashi says, he was uplifted. And he becomes special through the Torah. That's the main simcha of Shavuos. Not just to be mesameach with the Torah, rather to be mesameach with oneself. Now, on Shavuos, we were mekabel by Har Sinai, the Luchos HaRishonos. But as everyone knows, the Luchos HaRishonos was only short-lived. After a short amount of time, on Shavuot B'Tamuz, Moshe Rabbeinu came down and broke the Luchos HaRishonos. And then he went up to Shemayim again and again, until finally, on Yom Kippur, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Salachti Kedvarecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Luchos Shniyos to Klal Yisrael. Now, the Limud HaTorah that we have now during the Luchos Shniyos, the Gemara says is completely different in nature to the Limud HaTorah that would have been Shayich by the Luchos HaRishonos. By the Luchos HaRishonos, it says in the Gemara in Erevin that there wouldn't have been any Shikcha. You would just learn the Torah and remember everything. Not only that, it says in Chazal that by the Luchos HaRishonos, they weren't necessary to have all of the Svarim of Torah Shebal Peh and even Sifri Nevi'im. It was Shaykh to look at the Luchos and from there to comprehend and understand the whole of Torah, Kol HaTorah Kula. Well, of course, in the Luchos Shniyos, we don't have all that. In the Luchos Shniyos, there's Shikcha, there's Amelos, there's no such thing as understanding something easily. We have to break our heads to get into a Sugya, to understand the Gemara, to understand the Rashi. And it involves a lot of Amelos. And that's the Torah that we have in the Luchos Shniyos. Now there's no question about it. The Torah that Reb Yossi learned was not the Torah of the Luchos HaRishonos. What Reb Yossi learned was the Torah of the Luchos HaShniyos. He was Amah like everybody else. So why was he so happy about Shavuos? Shavuos is the day of the Kabbalah of the Luchos HaRishonos. But that came and went. We now have the Luchos Shniyos. What made Rabbi Yossi into Rabbi Yossi was the Torah of the Luchos Shniyos. Rabbi Yossi should have been happy like that on Yom Kippur. The Gemara Taka says that Yom Kippur is one of the greatest Yomim Tovim. One of the reasons besides Yom Slichu Mechila is because it's Yom Shenitna B'Torah, the Luchos Shniyos. But Rabbi Yossi wasn't making the statement about Yom Kippur. He was making the statement about Shavuos. Ilava hu yoima, the yom of Shavuos, the kagaram kama yosi b'shuka. What does Rabbi Yossi have from the Yom Tov of Shavuos? Those Luchos HaRishonos came and went. The Ikar Simcha should have been with the Luchos HaShniyos. It says in the Mishnah Novus, in the last parak, it says in the Mishnah, when it's talking about the Pasuk of the Luchos, it says in the Pasuk, when it describes the Luchos, it says, V'hamichtav, michtav elikim, chorus ala Luchos. The writing was the writing of Hashem, which was engraved onto the Luchos. The Gemara, the Mishnah says, Al tikri chorus ela chayrus. She'ein lecha ben chayrin ela misha oisik betalm betayra. That's the drasha. Now this inyan is lechayra tzarech bir. Ein lecha ben chayrin ela misha oisik betalm betayra. Someone who's connected to Torah, he's the true ben chayrin. It would appear that it's just the opposite. Somebody who's not meshubed, someone who's not connected to the Torah, he's the ben chayrin. He's free to do whatever he wants, to go whatever he wants, to see whatever he wants. He has no limitations. The Torah is full of do's and don'ts. Asei kach, lois asei kach. And someone who's oisik b'Torah and is meshubed and is connected to the Torah, he's meshubed to all of those things. He's the greatest eved. Why do we call someone who's oisik b'Torah m'Torah ein lecha ben chayrin ela misha oisik b'Torah m'Torah? Adarabba. Now, what we call a yid who Rachmana Litzlan is not from, he's not religious, what do we call him? A friar yid. Chofshi, he's free. Because he's the person who's not meshubed to the Torah. But a yid who's meshabed himself to the Torah, he's called free. He's l'chayra the eved, he's the one who's so limited to all the restrictions of the Torah. The answer is that if we go back to the original Bria of Adam HaRishon, the Nefesh HaChaim says that when Adam HaRishon was created, he was created without a Yetzirah. It doesn't mean that there was no Yetzirah at all. There was a Yetzirah, but the Yetzirah wasn't a part of him, wasn't inside of him. The Yetzirah was a Dover Chitzoini, something external. That was the form of the Nachash. The Nachash was the Yetzirah. And it was a Dover Chitzoini that was convincing him to do Chet. But the Adam himself is the Neshama. The Adam himself was created without a Yetzirah Bechlal. After the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, the Nefesh HaChaim explains, now the Yetzirah went inside of him. And from within the Gufa Adam, he feels a need, a want, to do Averis. That's what happened after the Eitz Hadas. But let's not confuse ourselves. Even after the Achila of the Eitz Hadas, the Mahus of the Adam didn't change. If you want to know what the Adam is not the Yetzirah. The Adam is the Neshama, the Yetzir Tov. Just this mixed inside of him, something very confusing, that's the Yetzirah. When a person feels, I want to do an Avera, he really thinks it's I want, but it's not I at all. The I of a person, the zikha of a person, is created without a Yetzirah. This is neshama. The neshama chas v'shalom doesn't want these averas. But it's the Yetzirah inside that confuses him and makes him lose his identity and feel it's I, it's me, who wants to do an avera. So somebody who's not connected to the Torah and quote unquote free to do anything he wants, he's really the greatest eved. Because the real essence of this person is being pulled around by a leash, by the Yetzirah, making him convinced that this is what he wants to do. And it's not true, it's not him at all. He's completely in the control of the Yetzirah, and the real essence of the zich of this person is not in control whatsoever. That's a person who's not Oisik Batalma Torah. But a person who's Oisik Batalma Torah, with a Talma Torah, which is the Chelek Elekam Imal, which is really the essence of a Yid also, Kud Shebrichu Vayraisev Yisrael Eschadu, and that Limud HaTorah is Ma'orer, arouses the Neshama within a person, it gets a person in touch with himself. And once a person is in touch with himself, he's already able to look at the Yetzahara as something else. He gets in touch with his real self. He's able to identify what I want and what's that Yetzahara that wants. That's someone who's Isaac Talmud Torah. Such a person who's able to look objectively at the Yetzahara and see the I in him as the Neshama and the Yetzahara something convincing him, that person is a true Ben Chayrin. He's no longer under the clutches of the Yetzahara. The Yetzahara might try to convince him, but he has Bechira, he can make a decision. He's in touch with his real self. That's the godless of Misha Oisik Patalma Torah. That's the Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. In order for a person to be able to get in touch with himself, he has to have a connection to Torah. This pasuk of Chorus Ala Luchos, Al Tikri Chorus El Achirus, this pasuk, I think, is hinting to us, how do we reach this Madrega? If someone just learns Torah as a Dover Chitzoini, his Gemara is on the table, and he's on the chair, I'm not sure if the Torah is going to be able to do that for him. But what's Chorus? If a person writes with ink on a paper, the ink and the paper are two separate things. But if you engrave something, the writing and the thing that you're writing are, is all one and the same. If someone's Limud HaTorah is a Madrega of Chorus, it's engraved in him, it's one with him, then it will really get him in touch with himself and bring him to this Madrega of Chorus. Reb Yossi on Shavuos was happy with himself. He was happy with himself because Nisrei Mamti, like Rashi says, because he was uplifted. This Madrega of being left there, uplifted through the Torah, that's from this Inyan of Chorus Ala Luchos. If Reb Yossi wouldn't have been one with the Torah wouldn't uplift him. It's just a bunch of knowledge. But because Reb Yossi reached this Madrega of Chorus, that's what lifted him up. That's what made him in touch. And that's what aroused the Neshama that's within him. And that's what he was Mesameach about. This Pasuk of Chorus is written on the Luchos HaRishonis. It doesn't say that on the Luchos HaShnius. It's written on the Luchos HaRishonis. The Luchos HaRishonis gave us that koyach of Chorus Aluach Libecha. Even though the first Luchos were broken, but if the Mishnah and Avos brings this Pasuk to tell us, to teach us on a practical level of Ein Ben Chayrin Ela Misha Isik B'Tal Matoira, Kenira, that's something that remained. The Torah that Reb Yossi learned was the Torah of Yom Kippur, that's the Luchos HaShnius. But the impression that the Torah was able to make on him, the Chorus, the uniting with the Torah, to give him the opportunity of being Nisroimem, of being Cheiros, of seeing the real self in him, that was something that was gained on Shavuos. And that's the reason Reb Yossi, and along with him all of Klal Yisrael, is Mesameach with this Yom Tov of Shavuos. The Torah that we learn practically is Yom Kippur Torah. But the Chorus is something that we gain specifically on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Kenira, that's the Inyan of a Nazir also. A Nazir who's Poyresh as Atzmai from Tanugei Olam Hazeh. Such a person is also getting in touch with himself. At the end of the Parsha of Nazir, it says, V'zois Torah sa-Nazir b'yoyim melois yimei Nizroi, when he finishes the days of Nazirus, Yovi Oisai El Pesach Oyel Moed. Rashi says, what's Yovi Oisai? It sounds like it's speaking about somebody else. But Rashi says, Yovi Oisai, Yovi Es Atzma, he brings himself. Himself is being referred to in the Lashon of the Pasuk as somebody else. The Meshech Chochma says, because after a Nazir goes through the Yimei Nazirus, being Poirish from Yayin, and uplifting himself to a higher Madrega, getting in touch with his neshama that's within him, he's able to look at himself as something objective. There's my neshama, and then there's my Yetzirah, what we usually call me. He's able to look at that me as somebody else. He's able to look at the I as somebody else. That's the greatest cheirus. That's the greatest leadership. That's the greatest melucha. Somebody who's not poirish from the zinyanim of Olam Hazeh, he's really the greatest eved. Someone who's able to look at himself, to bring himself to a madrega, either through the Torah, Eim lecha ben chorin el amisho isek b'Torah, and this nazir, by his etzem neder of nazirus l'Hashem, he becomes the greatest ben chorin, he becomes the greatest melech on himself. And that's the reason why nazir has this title of nazir al shem nazir. Nazir is a crown. Someone who gets in touch with himself and can look at himself objectively, he is the real ruler of himself. Just like we learn by the Torah of Ein Ben Chayrin, Elamisha Isaac Batalma Torah.